program for the second hour. Glad you're with us today, folks. And we're going to go right to our phones. The second hour is open phones time. Between the callers, I will share with you sodomite, closet sodomite, Lieberman, Senator Lieberman's latest pitch for a new terror attack on America. That's right, closet sodomite, who's the bosom buddy of Traitor McCain. They go everywhere together, arm in arm, and he's a closet sodomite. Let's wonder what Senator McCain is other than a traitor, and Songbird McCain, a communist sympathizer. But anyway, I'll get to that right after we go to our callers. Let's go to our brother Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Officer Jack.
Hi.
Yeah, good to hear you. Hey, I'm holding in my hand my copy of Perfidy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
American Free Press deserves an awful lot of credit for getting this book out into circulation before the election, huh?
Yeah, I don't have a copy of it. I've got to still get one, but it's supposed to be a very important book, isn't it, brother?
Yeah, I haven't. I just glanced through it, Jack. I haven't read it yet, but I noticed Chapter 9 seems to be completely devoted to Beau Greitz.
Really? My goodness.
Chapter 9 is entitled The Remarkable Beau Greitz.
Well, I'll be darned. Wow, that's great. Good.
And there's a really neat picture of him.
Good.
There at Chapter 9, you know, a neat picture of Beau.
Yeah, I tell you what, brother, because you brought that up, I'll give you time to talk in just a second here, but I haven't been able to confirm this, but I had heard that Colonel Beau Greitz had a mini stroke. He had a mini stroke, and we need to really pray for him. Don't know if he's still on the radio or not. I believe he is, but I can't get through. I keep calling and leaving messages, and his wife, Judy, his new wife, Judy, is my old ex-girlfriend, and she doesn't want us talking, so I think she's throwing my notes out and not allowing Beau to call me. I called him on two of his birthdays and wished him happy birthday, never heard from him, so I haven't been able to get a hold of him, but please say a prayer for Colonel Beau Greitz, Dave, that if he did have a mini stroke, that he's going to be up and running again, because he's such a great radio spokesperson. You know, go right ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I will, Jack. I hate that. Just quickly, you know, down through the years, I've had a couple of friends too, and it's really lousy when their wives try to interfere with the friendship of. Good friends like you and Beau and everything. I've had that happen where the wives try to interfere with my friendships and stuff, and try to keep me from their husbands and stuff, you know?
It's really a shame, because brother Beau and I are truly brothers, Dave, and we've been together in some very tight situations, and I love him dearly, and I can't even get a hold of him, you know? I'm thinking about calling in on his show on the call-in line and say hi to him, because I haven't been able to get through at home, you know.
Well, does Beau have his own radio show?
Yeah, he does, and I can't even think of the network he's on now. He's not on Republic, and he's not on Genesis. American Freedom Network, is it? Something like that. He had a daily program. And I've been so busy working 12, 14 hours a day here, I haven't had time to see if he's still doing it after I heard that he had a mini stroke, you know.
Hey, but can you hold me to the other side?
Yeah, hang on, Dave. Hang on. We'll be right back with you, brother, right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Folks, let's go right back to Brother Dave in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Brother Dave.
Hey, yeah, Jack, let me, Jack, there's so much to talk about, but let me run this past you, Jack, because I'm a little confused.
Okay.
In the past, since I've been talking to you, you have expressed a lot of admiration for a Jewish man named Henry Mackow.
Yes, Dr. Mackow. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Now, listen, this was my experience with him. And to me, you know, I certainly don't want to offend you or anything, but to me, he came across, I hate to have to say it, but almost like a typical Jewish control freak. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. His last show, I guess he's going to be off for the summer, but he had E. Michael on as a guest. And he has the website.
Who was it? Who was it, Dave? He had on?
Oh, E. Michael Jones.
E. Michael Jones. Never heard of him.
Huh. Yeah, from Culture Wars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyways, now, the reason I say I find this Mackow a typical Jewish control freak is, it's funny, Manny was working, too. Manny was working that night. What was it, just last Sunday night or something?
Yeah.
And anyways, E. Michael Jones was talking about the Logos and the doctrine of the Logos. And you know how Jesus is called the Logos in the Gospel of St. John, you know, in the first chapter and everything. Well, E. Michael Jones wanted to talk about the Logos, and he was talking about it and everything. So I called in, and when I say he was a control freak, first of all, he was screening the calls. He wouldn't just take my call. So I had Manny tell him that I wanted to talk about the logos.
How do you spell that logo?
L-O-G-O-S.
O-S, as in Sam, huh?
Yeah, and that's the word. When it says, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Right.
That word that's used in the Greek is logos.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's why I hadn't seen it then. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so Henry Macau sent back to Manny a message, too abstruse, and I was so frustrated. So I says, well, Manny, I says, tell him I want to talk about the logos, and I want to talk about Philo-Judaeus.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know, you've probably at least heard of Philo-Judaeus before.
Yes, I have.
See, Philo-Judaeus, he was a contemporary of Jesus, and uh-huh. Philo-Judaeus did his work out of Alexandria, Egypt. And he was, as I say, he was a contemporary of Jesus, and he explicated the doctrine of the Logos. And, of course, that word explicate is just a fancy word for developed, you know.
Yeah.
Philo-Judaeus developed or explicated the doctrine of the Logos.
Uh-huh.
Just, interestingly enough, even though Philo-Judaeus was a contemporary of Jesus, Jesus, of course, us Christians believe Jesus is the Logos, but Philo-Judaeus makes no mention of Jesus Christ at all in any of his writings. And so anyways, I told Manny that, so I says, well, tell Henry Macau there that I want to talk about the Logos of Philo-Judaeus and everything and so on. And this is what they were talking about. And I know Michael Jones would have loved to have talked to me. And once again, Henry Macau sent back to Manny, too abstruse and everything. And it was just ridiculous. You know, I give Manny so much credit because he tried about four times phrasing it in different ways. And I kept trying to phrase it in different ways to make it clearer what
right.
I wanted to talk about. But, he never took my call. But I found him, you know, like so uncharacteristic of RBN. He's the only talk show host that in plain language, pulls this kind of crap.
Yeah.
So I kind of lost respect for him. I was ready.
Not.
Yeah, because I was thinking positively of him, Officer McLean, because you spoke so positively of
right.
him. And you know,
yeah.
I've
never spoke to him personally, but I've read for probably 8 years his articles. So I've never spoke to him, but I highly respect the information he puts out. You know,
yeah,
but I'm sad to hear that, Dave, that he's controlling his calls so much that I don't do that at all, and most of the people on RBN don't control their calls at all either. So I'm really sad to hear that.
Yeah, well, I respect, you know, RBN so much, and I used to have to put up that with that when I lived in Alaska and everything. I used to call into, like, Art Bell, Coast to Coast with Art Bell, but I used to censor about half of my calls, you know.
Yes. Yeah,
But you know, it was sad because every time Henry Macau would start straying from the subject of the logo and everything during this interview with E. Michael Jones,
uh-huh.
E. Michael Jones kept bringing him back to the topic of the logo.
Yeah.
So I know,
right.
I know Michael Jones himself would have loved to have answered my questions and everything.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But
okay, Dave, I've got to move on to other callers, brother.
Okay, keep up the good work, Jack.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Take care, and thank you for being a warrior. I appreciate you so much, brother. God bless you. Okay, let's go to Leo in Massachusetts. Brother Leo, how are you today?
Steaming a little from the heat, but...
From the heat, huh? Okay.
I mean, you know, up here when it gets to 80, 85, we call it heat, you know, that's...
Yeah, well, I guess so. You probably got high humidity there, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, quite. Anyway, you got to take a couple of notes from Alex Jones and a few others on moving calls along if they're not giving out new information. We have to do a lot of new information here. Anyway, are you familiar with the book Unholy Trinity?
I've heard of it, but I don't have it.
It's an excellent piece of in-depth study of the little game between the KGB, the CIA, and the Vatican,
uh-huh.
and how, basically, in a nutshell, the CIA wanted to retain information in the occupied countries after World War II, so they created, they were looking for ex-Nazis to communicate through the Vatican.
Yeah.
But the KGB got wind of it, and they substituted their own enemy double agents and compromised Western intel for 30, 40 years. And
wow.
It's just an incredible story. And
wow.
Nobody, of course, in the government wants to talk about it because
sure.
it's too embarrassing.
Yeah.
And Bo Greitz is on American Voices Radio.
Oh, American Voices Radio. Okay.
Right. And, I loved it when I used to hear him on Talk America about 10 or 15 years ago before Waco.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he was on Talk America Network. He talked about having the Treasury print up this giant coin of the trillions of dollars that we owed the Federal Reserve and pay off the Federal Reserve with this giant
coin.
Yeah,
I was with him at that time. That's right. That was a wonderful idea. And, you know, it would have worked, too. It would have worked.
Because if it was printed by the Treasury, then it's legal tender.
That's right. Yeah.
And
just one big coin and pay off the trillions of dollars that you
and
our families owe.
Say, well, that's not worth it. And then we can say, well, what is your money worth?
Right, yeah.
It's tit for tat, and it's the best way to get out from under the debt legally.
Right.
Because legally we can get out from under the debt because they're giving us they're going to complain about the one coin being worth $10 trillion,
yeah.
but they can't say anything about it because their money isn't worth anything anyway.
No, it's just paper and ink. There's no species behind it. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we got to resurrect this and make sure this continues along. Anyway, I'm very sad that Brother Dave from Massachusetts feels he has to put down Henry McCow, because I've spoken to Mr. McCow and I've read his stuff, and he pretty much is thorough and very careful about what he claims.
Yes,
he doesn't
he does.
Make anything outlandish. He sticks right to what actually happened.
Yeah, he's a great researcher, and he doesn't put out trash. And so
exactly. So Dave just has a particular axe to grind with him, and it's unfortunate that he kept talking a long time, and you should have said, okay, well, any, do you have any other issues? Because
uh-huh.
I'll get off right now to say this, but I'm hoping that you and who's the other state trooper, Greg Everson. I told Greg Everson Saturday, I said, I want you to get together with Officer McLam and put out a DVD and make zillions of them so that we can place them. We'll buy them off you so that people who don't have the ability to make DVDs could just buy them off you. I mean, you could make them for, like, what, 50 cents a piece or something like that, and we could just flip them.
I don't have any idea. I don't know.
Anyway, what the basic thing is this, that we want the policemen to understand what you're doing now is not the way it used to be. This is not, this new policing is because of the militarization of the police through Blackwater training and ADL training.
Yes,
these are the two
right.
entities
really,
that have corrupted our police forces. And we have to uncorrupt our police forces as much as possible, because that's where the key lies. That is their weak link.
That's right, brother. That's right. If we, like our motto says, if terrorism comes to your door, it's going to come in uniform.
Well,
you know, and so you're right. Absolutely true, brother.
So basically, I want the DVD to kind of look like this. You know, like, this is a police stop now, and show the whole methodology of what they do to people.
Uh-huh.
And then this was a police stop back then, before you were militarized, before you stopped serving the people. As,
yeah.
After all, they are paying your salary. You are the servant of the people.
That's right, brother.
And
hey, thank you, brother. Thank you for your activism. It's just a pleasure to serve with you, okay? God bless you.
Okay.
Okay. Take care now. All right. We'll be back, folks, right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Okay, folks, back to the Officer Jack McLam program from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA, and we're going to go right to Idaho. One of my neighbors here, Bill in Idaho. Brother Bill, welcome to the program.
Well, bless you. Thank you so very much, Commander. So lucky and blessed. I surely would hope that you would be able to interview our newest command-level broadcaster out of Idaho, Mr. Chris Hinckley.
Who is it?
He's right here in Blackwater, Backup Central.
Oh,
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
He's a part of Blackwater?
He's the one that's been attempting to get Idaho Observer and the American Free Press to recognize a growing story in regard to large international PMC corporate ASTME or ISO 2000 standards on disk training of Blackwater versus backup.
Is he backup training
the sheriff's department,
yeah,
as well as the good police department, as well as the Parks Department as well as the State Highway Department.
That's right. Is he against Blackwater training?
He is so gallant and brave.
Is he against Blackwater training?
He's got all the evidence right to a Secretary of State's level.
Good.
We're very
good.
Concerned for Bo, and we pray for him constantly.
Good.
It's not our only continuum of constancy in the spiritual battle warfare.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for praying for him.
We have not received any of national or international coverage, and he corrects Scahill by a long shot. I was hoping that you could interview him, considering your long and valiant war years.
Listen, can you send an email to me on that?
Actually, not with any assurity. We've done that before, sir. They have not been recognized, or they didn't get there.
Well, listen, would you give me some contact information on the guy? His name and contact information.
It's at the board, sir. That generation.org.
That generation.org?
Right. A small liberty before that, I'm sorry. A very small liberty, no capitalization. Liberty at thatgeneration.org.
Liberty at.
Yes, sir.
Liberty at, I'm writing this down, thatgeneration.org.
Thatgeneration.org.
Okay, and what's his name again?
Hinckley. Mr. Hinckley.
Hinckley?
Officer Hinckley. Just a
Hinckley.
Great young gentleman. Nice
family. Okay. Okay, I'll look him up.
I was hoping that possibly while you were interviewing him, you could cause him to interview Mr. Scahill on a very large, very well-done digital equipment set that would cause a entire mindset, if not soul set, change in this country immediately.
Okay. Well, listen, brother, I'll get a hold of him. Okay, Officer Hinckley. Liberty at thatgeneration.org. Okay.
And that is capitalized.
Okay.
And so is generation.
Okay.
Bless you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you now. Take care, Bill. Okay. Let's go to Walter in Connecticut. Walter, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, buddy.
Hear from you again. I really appreciate all you've done over the years. I've been following you for about 15 years now.
Wow. Okay.
Remember when you first came out with that Operation Vampire Killer?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I was living in, and I've really enjoyed this show today on what we have a problem. I think you're right at the heart of it with educating our officers and the ones that are honoring their oath to uphold the Constitution and protect the people.
Yeah.
Public servants.
Thank you, Walter.
What I'm trying to do here, we've just gotten a new website up, committeesofsafety.com, it's plural. But I think it could be a solution to a lot of this tyranny that we have.
I see.
I've been working pretty closely with Dr. Edwin Vieira.
Uh-huh.
You familiar with him and
some of his
new
oh, yeah.
writing, what he's advocating?
It's been several years. I haven't read any of his new material for several years. I've been dealing with about 250, 300 email a day from our police and soldiers in the private sector.
What he wants to do, we're going back to going into the colonial and state militia.
Hold on, Brother Walter. Hold on, we'll be right back with you after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Jack McGlam program here. I think that's where we're at. We're going to go right back to Walter in Connecticut. Walter, go right ahead, brother.
Okay. So what the whole plan, though, is the revitalization of the constitutional militia.
Good.
And
praise the Lord. Praise
yeah.
the Lord.
Good. And what I think Vieira's got the right perspective in it. He's a constitutional scholar and brilliant
yeah,
writer.
Is there somebody I can interview on that matter?
Oh, absolutely. He you could interview him.
Okay.
He's he graduated first in his class
good.
From Harvard Law. And,
oh yeah,
but
I know who he is. Yeah, he's fantastic. How do I? It's
I
on the
give
constitutional
you his number.
Militia, huh?
Yes, but what the thing that he makes a good case here. This is we the people. This is our government.
Uh-huh.
We want it back. You know.
Right.
So I think
you said it.
What the plan that he kind of puts out is that we get the state legislation or state local and state legislators, because they're in our communities, in our towns.
Uh-huh.
We network with them, and get them to revitalize the militia. There's a lot of work to do in the within that community to build this and this coalition. But if we get enough, like through petition and everything and education, we can get this revitalized. And I believe that, and work with our public servants that are do honor their oath, and the ones that are the rogue agents, we you know will deal with them, but
take care of them later.
Because we have these rogue agencies and agents that are. I think a lot of the state legislators too are getting fed up with being pushed around by. There's a whole movement again with the 10th Amendment resolution, and a lot of the states are telling them, "Look, you know what? You're limited in your powers, and you're not going to come any further." So,
Listen, Walter,
I'd like to give you his number off air if you want, Jack.
Would you please leave it with our board op there, and I'll get his number and get a hold of him.
We just got this committeesofsafety.com up. It's under construction. It's just the homepage.
Okay.
But it kind of lays out. It'll be the a vehicle to revitalize it. One other thing on the militia, the constitutional militia, there hasn't been any functioning constitutional militia in this country for about 130 years.
And
I mean, it existed for about 250 years, colonial and state militia. The thing that he's envisioning is it differs a little bit from some of the paramilitary or private militias out there. Even though they may have the right intentions, they've got an antagonistic view of government, but we are the government. We should take that high road.
That's right.
This is our government.
Yeah,
we don't want to be anti-government or fringe. You know, they can always deem us as outside the law.
Okay, Walter, I got to go on to other callers, brother. Thank you for this very important information. Okay. God bless you now. Let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Brother Ron, welcome to the program.
Jack, I'll try to make this fast for you, but I got several things here quickly. First, I need to know what happened to Lindsey Williams and Gull Island. Also, I heard a caller last week talking to you, talking about Oklahoma. Oklahoma is maybe Senator now, Charles Keyes, and all the things that are going on in Oklahoma. I'm not really sure that they are. Anybody that speaks out in Oklahoma gets beat down. I passed a lot of information on to one state rep, his office, and I got the impression that they caught a lot of flack over this. I was asked, well, who was this, the powers that, you know, apparently were beating them over the head.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you made the comment, well, that they would assassinate the head of the state of the legislature. They will only caricature or assassinate these people. I get the impression a lot of this stuff comes through military and law enforcement.
Yeah.
And I guess the invisible hand, whoever that be, whether it's Homeland Security, CIA, whatever.
Right.
Let me tell you, they got a lot of power, and they will beat people over the head.
They sure will. Matter of fact, they'll assassinate them.
And also, your newsletter, I would tell your listeners to send you a few bucks. Get a handful of these newsletters. These things are better than a ball bat for beating the idiots over the head. They really are.
Yeah, for our police and soldiers, there's nothing like peers talking to peers about these issues to awaken them up.
I had given some CDs and DVDs to one retired military officer, National Guard Army major, and he was kind of skeptical of some of this until he looked at your newsletter and saw, was it Colonel Janet Kowalski on the front page?
That's right, yeah.
And he started reading, let me tell you. So, yeah, Jack, I really love your newsletters, and it gets people's attention. They look at that, police and military, no boy.
Yeah.
Paying attention.
That's right. It has a lot of credibility because the police and military are actually writing it, yeah.
So, But anyway, hey, thanks, Ron. That was what I wanted to talk about. I'll get off here. You can explain to us whatever happened to Lindsey Williams. Had a caller the other night asking your buddy Raleigh what happened to him, and we would really like to know if it was true that he'd been threatened off.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Ron, he was threatened. He had a buddy of his on the pipeline up in the North Slope who was a multi-billionaire call him and tell him that the international criminals were going to kill him and his family if he didn't stop talking about Gull Island and how they capped the wells up there to make us oil dependent on other nations. And Lindsey thanked him for calling him instead of coming in and killing him and his family. And Lindsey's withdrawn now, going back into the ministry, because he's been threatened. But after that happened, I went on the web, brother, and I found Lindsey's book that has Gull Island in it for free on the web. You can go right on the web. Lindsey's not selling it anymore. And you can pull up the Energy Non-Crisis, Lindsey Williams, and you can pull up his book for free and print it out as I've done it and hand it out to as many people as you can, especially the bit on Gull Island up there, how they came in and told Lindsey that they had just discovered the greatest oil find in the history of the world up at Gull Island. And the next day, Lindsey went in, and there was hush-hush. And Lindsey asked the big oil executives what happened, and they said, well, the federal government came in and told us to cap it and forget it and don't tell anybody about finding that large deposit of oil up in Gull Island. And so that's when Lindsey decided to write his book. And so he was threatened with death to him and his family if he continued to talk about it at this time when people are so concerned about the price of energy. So he went back in the ministry, as I understand it, brother.
Well, Jack, let me tell you quickly that right now people are starting to pay more attention to what I have said about the economy, about Bob Chapman.
Yeah.
And they're paying a lot more attention, but I have been slandered over the years, let me tell you.
Yes, me too.
Speaking out, anyone, and that's where these people operate. Business section of your daily newspaper every day. Watch natural gas prices, Jack. They're going up every day, and these oil and gas companies here in Oklahoma are bringing in huge fines all the time.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah,
they're sitting on huge reserves, and they're going to pull the same stuff on us, Jack.
That's right.
They have pulled on oil.
Yeah, they want to bring America down to third world nation status by raising the price of gas, and they don't want any more gas coming in through America because it will make us oil independent, and that would be defeating their process of bringing us down to third world nation status. Ron, I got to go to other callers, brother, okay?
Thanks,
God bless you. Thank you so much, brother. Let's go to Dave in Texas. Brother Dave, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, brother, doing pretty good.
I was going to say, I hope you and your wife are feeling better this week. I heard you guys weren't doing so well last week. But
yeah, I was really down. I was supposed to be speaking at Sturgis at the Freedom Rally there, and I got sick 2 days before I was to fly out, and I was in bed for several days and never made it. So I really feel I let the people down there, but I'm feeling better now. The last few days I've been feeling better, Dave.
You missed out. When I understand, Ron Paul was there, Statmiller was there, and a lot of other people. I didn't get to go because I had to work, and I couldn't take the time off to go up there, but it would have been a nice trip.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope the people that were able to make it there had the time, and I'm sure that the good time I imagine they had and certainly deserved to have there. I was going to mention a couple points right quick, if I might.
Go right ahead.
Based on some things you've discussed in your program today. My read, among other things, of the Second Amendment, it gives states the right to have a militia that they have well-regulated and control of and can't be brought under the control of the federal government, unlike the government trying to federalize National Guards in time of war, what they're doing now. And two, also, of course, does, in fact, Supreme Court ruling notwithstanding, individuals the right to keep and bear arms, which shall further still not be infringed, not regulated, not be infringed.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Regulated should be not regulated by the Supreme Court ruling, it should be not infringed. For all those not convicted of felony offenses, they have a right to keep and bear arms. And any law to the contrary is unconstitutional, including a law passed, I believe, unconstitutional last December against veterans falsely accused of being PTSD. And then they're supposed to have to prove that they're not guilty rather than the government have to prove that they are, which is
That's
unconstitutional,
right.
among many other
right.
unconstitutional
That's
things.
Totally unconstitutional.
Going on in Congress these days. Another point I was going to raise, if I might, though, on the presidential election. This is a concern I have, and I want you to take this in the spirit in which it's given, and that is that I'm concerned as well about the alternative candidate in the race, and that is Obama. My fear is that if he were to become the next president of the United States with a likely Democrat Congress, he'll lurch our country much further to the left than might otherwise be the case. And he's as young as he is. If he lives for another 8 years, not that I want him not to live, mind you, I, of course, would, even though I strongly disagree with him on issues, he would probably be president for at least a full 8 years, and he would pass major legislation on global warming, which I oppose, tax and regulate everything we do, and the theory of global warming, a theory I don't agree with, by the way.
That's right. I don't either, brother.
He would
It's a phony baloney.
I believe
global
it is.
Warming.
He'd pass the law of the Sea Treaty, which would give our sovereignty away on our
right.
our waters and territorial waters and everything else, and our right
yes.
to drill for oil and gas in them, which means if we don't go after Golan, which I think ultimately we should, because I do think we should be energy independent, we'll lose the ability under that law, theoretically, to even have the right to sue for energy independence,
yes.
because we'll be giving it away under the Law of Sea Treaty, among other problems. There's actually not, for brevity of time, I won't go into all of it, but there's a lot of bad things hidden inside the Law of the Sea Treaty. And this country, if
sure
we're to maintain
is,
our
brother.
Sovereignty, must not allow that treaty to be passed
right.
In our Congress
Absolutely.
And our Senate.
Absolutely.
And he's
it gives
for these
control
things.
Of all the water. It gives control of all the water to the U.N.
And we'll be starving for water as well as everything else in our energy supplies.
Yeah.
And we'll have to go begging to the U.N., theoretically, for our own resources, which
that's
we shouldn't
right.
have to do as
and
a sovereign
that's not
going to
work. It's not going to work because they're under the control of the international criminal elite.
And that's what it's designed for. The
yeah.
world communist dictatorial government and the international banking cartels. The other quick point was that he wants to have the socialized medicine and the digital computer-controlled medical records, which government individuals would control and have access to. Individuals wouldn't have access to their own records, and government could tap into your records and use your own records if they want to against you. I believe in violation of the Bill of Rights myself. So
yeah.
And he's actually for, if you can believe this, that bill to give a backdated ex post facto unconstitutional immunity to telecom companies which violated the Fourth and Fifth Amendment by eavesdropping on people's calls without
That's
court
right.
orders or probable cause.
That's right, Brother Dave.
All of which is unconstitutional. I fear those things happening under an Obama administration, and I think we need to organize as much, if it's not too late to do so, in the Patriot Movement against having Obama be president as much as the other concern that you have.
right
I do
on,
share
brother.
The other concern you have.
Well, the thing is, Dave, Brother Dave, the Cheney and Bush presidency right now is under the control of the Communist Zionist CFR, Council on Foreign
right.
Relations, and Obama and McCain are under their total control, too. So we're going
win.
To see more of the same if McCain or Obama Nation gets in there, Traitor McCain or Obama Nation.
Well, that's a problem.
Going to have more of the same. And all the things you said will be exactly what happens. And much more.
We've got to fight. The American people need to fight and put pressure on Congress. Not
we really do.
And the amnesty. Either one of these guys is for the amnesty. Give all these illegals, try and
That's
turn our
right.
country over to foreigners instead of to
yep.
the American people. That's another
That's
thing
right.
we've got to block. All
That's
these things.
Right.
In Congress.
Good
the
point,
other problem.
Dave.
The only other very quick final point is that if the people talk about whether or not the current administration might stage some type of incident for martial law and just not hold the election and hang on to office.
Uh-huh.
My view is, I don't know if they're going to do that, but if they did attempt it, the version of it that I think would happen, if it happened, would be not that Bush will stay on past next January, but that Cheney, who's been vice president, would take over as president because he's only been vice president. So theoretically, he could claim up to 8 years eligibility to be president, even though his health
yeah.
is failing.
Well,
he's
been president for the last 8 years.
In secret, has. In reality, yes. He's
in
been
reality.
Calling shots behind
yeah.
the scenes.
Right.
But he might try to take over outright. He can't get elected
right.
because he's not popular. But if he
yeah.
declares a martial law event and then just takes over to succeed Bush, he might try that tactic.
Yeah, listen, Dave, I got to run on to one more caller before
okay.
the end of the show.
But I hope
God
that
bless
won't
you, brother. You make a lot of good points, and they're all accurate. Thanks, Dave.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you, brother. Let's go to John in Texas now. Brother John, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Good show today.
Thank you.
Listen, Officer Jack, I, too, was in law enforcement for about 12 years.
Thank you for your service, brother.
White-collar crime. And I was recruited into the Joint Terrorism Task Force.
Yeah.
And
very, very interesting, John. Hang on just a minute. We'll be right back after this break. And you'll wrap up the program for us, John. Okay, hang on now, brother. We'll be right back after these important messages. Hey, folks, don't forget RBN's website, www.republicbroadcasting.org, for all the new listeners out there, www.republicbroadcasting.org, RBN website. Be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There we go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Okay, folks, let's go right back to John in Texas. John, we got a couple minutes left, brother. Go right ahead.
Thank you. What I wanted to say, basically, was after 9/11 and being recruited into the Joint Terrorism Task Force,
yeah,
I believed that our country was under imminent danger and threat. I worked hard. I did things to uphold the Constitution and to protect this country.
Uh-huh.
It was about this time, 3 years ago, that I was involved in an incident where someone or some group put in a what looked to be an explosive device on my front door.
Great. Wow.
So long story short is it turned into quite an ordeal. On this day 3 years ago, Officer Jack, I was interrogated for over 6 hours.
Really?
Yes, sir.
What was that all about?
They turned around and said that they had to clear me. And anyway, I think basically what it was a political situation where I was the most expedient target to pin this on.
Yeah.
I was fired from my job. I was running, 13 years with the Attorney General's office.
Uh-huh.
Outstanding career record.
Hey, Don. We only have a few seconds left. Could you get a hold of me? I'd love to talk to you off air and see what's going on with you and what happened. Would you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here's my phone number. All right. Well, it's at our office, and it's good from 9 to 5 Pacific time. It's 208 area code 935-7852. I want to hear more about this, brother. It's 208-935-7852. And it's going to take us a few minutes. Yeah.
If I can, where I was going with this was that in my experience in life, I've never seen an administration that was so draconian, so non-transparent.
Very true, brother. Very true, and so absolutely Luciferian evil as an administration. Yeah.
They will, I hate to say this, they're good men, but these good men, I'll never forget at the end of the session I was in, the agent standing there and he was crying, and I knew this man, and I worked with this man, and I asked him, why are you crying? And he goes, you're gone, John. You're gone.
Wow.
And we lost someone today. And
good grief. Well, sounds like he had a heart, brother.
The outcome was still the same.
Yeah. They probably got rid of him, too, because he's got too soft a heart, you know?
Tired.
Yeah. Hey, God bless you, John. I hear the music out there. We got to get out of here, but please do give me a call. I want to talk to you at length a little bit when you got the time, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Lord bless you, folks. Take care, John. Thank you for being an activist, brother. Thank you so much. Pleasure to serve with you at this time in America's history. Okay, folks, that's it for today. Have a great week, and don't forget, folks, please don't forget to join me in prayer each night or during the day that the international criminals fail, the neocon Trotskyite Antichrist leadership fail at setting off another false flag bombing in America or at our ships at sea, because they've been talking about blowing up one of our carriers. God bless all of you out there. Don't forget, this old cop really does love you. Good day.
Gold has been.